some breaking news in Washington today. Republican members in the House were set to vote on their nominee for Speaker this afternoon to replace Speaker John Boehner, who is stepping down. And the frontrunner, Kevin McCarthy, abruptly dropped out of the race, and the vote was postponed. Congressman Peter King of New York emerged from a meeting to say he was stunned, as were most other people in Washington today. Here's Kevin McCarthy after he told his fellow Republicans he was out of the running.
Listen, we've been going through this campaign, talking to a lot of members, but the one thing I've always said to earn this majority, we're servants. We should put this conference first. And I think there's something to be said for us to unite. We probably need a fresh face. I'll stay on as majority leader, but the one thing I found in talking to everybody, if we are going to unite and be strong, we need a new face to help do that.
Well, joining us now is NPR lead political editor Domenico Montanaro. And Domenico, quite a surprise here. Do we know more about what happened?
Well, what a day. Yeah. You don't see this very often, and it's pretty fascinating stuff. I mean, the fact is, Kevin McCarthy, I heard Daryl Issa say, Republican from California, said that Kevin McCarthy had more than 200 votes, but not enough to get to 218, but that nobody in that room has 218 at this point. Hmm. And just to explain for people why this matters and how this kind of works is that you have a Republican conference, 248 members. You have to get a majority of that conference to become the nominee to be Speaker. So Kevin McCarthy certainly had those votes. But in 3 weeks, October 29th, a couple weeks from now, there would have been a floor vote. Democrats would not be voting for the Republican. They would vote Nancy Pelosi. They would not get involved, as they would expect Republicans wouldn't get involved in their race. So you would need 218 from just your majority in order to become Speaker. That means that Kevin McCarthy or whoever now is going to become that person would could only lose 29 total votes. And unfortunately for McCarthy, he didn't see the math was there for him to be able to get that number.
And just a couple of weeks ago, it seemed like it was. He was thought to be a shoo-in for Speaker. But of course, he made those controversial comments, seemingly politicizing the decision to investigate the Benghazi attack of 2012, saying it was successful in bringing down Hillary Clinton poll numbers. He got a lot of heat for that, but he also didn't have a group of powerful Republicans backing him in the Freedom Caucus.
Well, so this Freedom Caucus, when we talk about powerful, right? I mean, the Freedom Caucus is probably, you know, 30, 35 members. And when we talk about that number, those 29 that he couldn't lose, they were saying that they would not vote for him. And I think that that's a big part of what's going on here and whether or not McCarthy could have felt like he could have gotten some of them on board.
So it wasn't really the Benghazi thing is what you're saying. He lost because of them.
Well, but I would actually – but I would say that because of the – in part – in large measure because of the Benghazi comments and the job of Speaker is to articulate the conference's message that they felt like, oh my goodness, we just came out of John Boehner, who they felt like wasn't fighting hard enough for them. Here's going to be somebody else who's not able to articulate our message in the way that we want him to. Do we really want him to be our Speaker?
So who is going to be the Speaker now is the question. We've already had, you know, a lot of people have been talking about Paul Ryan. He has come out and emailed a statement saying, while I am grateful for the encouragement I've received, I will not be a candidate. Now, who knows if people will be able to convince him. But then, of course, we also have Jason Chaffetz from Utah and Daniel Webster of Florida.
Well, Susan Davis, who's one of our congressional correspondents here, had said that that Paul Ryan was probably the only person in the room who could get 218. But then, as you note, he says he's not doing it. He wants to remain a Ways and Means chairman. What you're starting to hear now is the buzz in the hallways after this meeting, also from Sue's reporting, that they want – that some members want a caretaker, that they feel like they want somebody who's been around a while, who's not going to be the permanent Speaker. And some of the names that have come up, she reports, John Klein of Minnesota, Joe Barton of Texas, Hal Rogers of Kentucky. But this is very, very early on. And this now race, this vote has been pushed off, which could leave us with Speaker Boehner still.
Hmm. And Mara Liasson, our colleague, NPR national political correspondent, tweeting today that Kevin McCarthy's leaving the Speaker race is the latest casualty in the GOP civil war.
Oh, there's no question about that. I mean, John Boehner and Mitch McConnell are fingers in the dam of governance when it comes to whether or not this divide could be bridged or controlled. They knew how to work the system. They knew how to get votes done, how to get them to the floor, what the procedures and processes are. Now one of those dams, one of those fingers in the dam has been taken out, and what you're seeing is the product of that.
And when will the election be now? Do we know?
We don't know. The House Republican caucus tweeted out that that it's been postponed. So we're in baseball season. Think of it as a very long rain delay.
All right. NPR lead political editor Domenico Montanaro on the breaking news from Washington Today. Domenico, thanks.